Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Just a quick update if you're just joining us. We are discussing student loan debt. There's a piece in NBC that talks about how life-changing it would be for people if all of their student loan debt could just disappear. Wave a magic wand and poof, it's gone. I made my position very clear, which is I don't understand how any of this works. I mean, you get rid of it, but why? I mean, why for some people do they get their student loan canceled? And then some of my friends work two jobs. I have a lot of friends who waitressed, after their regular job got out, or just waitressed two different jobs to pay off their student loan debts. And they did it, and they were so proud of themselves when they did it. They were so exhausted and proud of themselves and, empowered by the fact that they took on this behemoth cost and managed to pay it off. And it does feel like getting rid of these just like that is a slap in the face to people who put in so much effort, who spend time away from their kids or their family or doing fun things or missed out on trips or opportunities because they thought that it was the right thing to do and the responsible thing to do to pay off that money or to pay off that debt. But now we're being told that, you know, it'd be a real boost to the economy if we just gave people $50,000 to pay off their student debts. I wanted to know what people thought about this. The lines are already lighting up. 844-500-4242. Let's go to Bill. Bill, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call, Grace. I hope you're going to give me more than 12 and a half seconds that you gave me last time, okay? You said hello and hung up on me.
I won't make any promises.
Well, Grace, if you can give it, you should be able to take it, okay?
Let's see if I can take it, Bill.
Okay, well, first of all, you got a big mouth for a little runt that you are, okay? And if you can rank on people like you do, okay, without being factful and without really being able to prove or authorize what they're saying or what you're saying, I think it's kind of bad, okay?
Okay, hold on, Bill. Bill, can I respond to that? Because you got a couple things in there.
Sure you can.
Big mouth for a little runt. I can take that. I thank you very much.
Hold on. Take most things.
Hold on, Bill. Let me finish my thought. I'll let you finish yours. That's totally fine. And you don't think I take enough of other people's opinions. You think I rank on people. I don't really think I do. But what's the point? I can take all that.
Okay. And I'm going to tell you something, Grace. Okay. You can shut me off or do what you want. But when I become mayor, I don't care what you say about me, as long as you get a chance for me, so I can answer it. Okay. I'm not going to be like a Walter and a baker. Okay. And I'm telling you right now, I'm going to make sure that all you negative, racist, radical, Republican, ranking on what you call liberals or Democrats or anybody else gets a chance. They're gonna get equal time on the radio.
Bill, this is your time, bro. This is your time. What do you want to say?
This is my time, Grace. But you know something? Look, you're a professional radio host. I'm not. Okay, and I'm excited right now, and I thought that like most times I would just get hung up on.
Wait, hold on. Pause. Time out. I'm not going to hang up on you, Bill, but you got to say something. You can't just tell me that I always hang up on you. This is the time.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I believe you. Based off this call, I believe that I hang up on you all the time. I fully...
No, you don't hang up, Chrissy. The phone just disconnects, okay? like with Carr and Kuna, okay?
But Bill, what's the point? That's all I'm asking. What is the point?
The point is this, is that you people got big mouth, and you're always ranking and being negative with people without taking a hit and thinking. Like you say, you still got college or tuition to pay off. I doubt it, Grace. I think you just got a big mouth, and I just think that you don't want poor people to become equal or have a the same playing field you've had, okay?
Well, and I Bill, think
that's
Bill,
the,
I will
that's
send
with you people.
I will send you the loan information. Maybe you can add a little something in there for me. I assure you I have loan debt. I don't think that's something I'd lie about. I mean, I kind of wish I didn't have it. That's why I said that if they do forgive all student loan debt, I would be selfishly a little happy about it. But Bill, I got to tell you, I'm going to keep letting you on. I'm going to keep letting you go. But you can't call in and just tell me I don't ever listen to you, because we just listened to you for about 2 minutes and it was a whole lot of nothing. I do have a big mouth. I do. I am a radio host. That is what I get paid to do. It served me pretty well thus far, but I just don't think you're making any points, Bill. And I say that with love. I actually like Bill. I think he's got a good heart, but you got to prepare something. Alex, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Alex.
Grace, this is Alex. I love your show. I'm a first-time caller. Congratulations having your show. It's great.
Thank you. Thank you, Alex. I appreciate it.
I wanted to say a couple of different things. First of all, handing someone 10 grand or 50 grand is going to boost the economy? Really? It's kind of like the argument with the minimum wage. And to that I say, well, if $15 an hour is good, isn't $30 an hour better or $50 an hour? Where do you stop?
Right. Where does it end? No, that's exactly
right.
If we're just playing with monopoly money, let's give everyone their own bank. I mean, what difference at that point, to quote Hillary Clinton, does it make?
And the last thing I wanted to say was my daughter served 8 years in the Marine Corps, got the GI Bill, and that's how she got her degree from college, paid for by Uncle Sam. But she earned it. She put the uniform on. She served 9 months in Baghdad. And... there's another route. You know, you want to go to college? Go in the service. There's something called the GI Bill.
Alex, stay on the line because I'm glad you brought that up, okay? Because I was thinking about it. I talked to Howie about this earlier. I was watching Saving Private Ryan, and, you know, they play all those movies yesterday, you know, movies about World War One, World War Two, and they're very emotional. And I'm not going to lie, I cried a little bit. But they're great movies because they take you back to a whole different time. But there are still a lot of people like that. But I think the issue right now is that people take so much for granted, and we're so spoiled. And a lot of people think that there's so many other places that are better than the United States. They really believe that, and they don't understand that we are living in the most free, most wonderful, not perfect, but wonderful country in the world. And just to prove, Alex, that people don't understand that, there's a new poll out in the New York Post. It says surprising number of Americans not sure if fighting Nazis was good, poll finds. And I said to Howie, I said, you know, all of my generation, the generation that's coming up after me, which, by the way, whew, you thought we were bad. Yikes, they're way worse. We all talk about our feelings. That's great. I love that. Mental health, great. You know, these liberal educations, wonderful. Art, all that, that's great. But at the end of the day, sometimes you need people who get the job done. People like Alex's daughter who, you know, aren't afraid and aren't spoiled and aren't expecting everyone to pick up the tab and expecting everyone to do the hard work and who do it themselves. And Alex, I don't think there's a lot of people left like that anymore.
It starts in the home, Grace. You got to... We as parents, my generation, now I'm the baby boomer generation, we didn't do a great job of instilling those values in our children, and we taught them that they were entitled, they had rights, but we failed to teach them their responsibilities.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it, Alex. I agree. I appreciate the call. And you should be very proud of your daughter. She sounds like a wonderful person. Mark, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Grace. I had to try to figure out, my son said he couldn't pay his grant student loan. And what I did was I called up and talked to the people who provided the loan. And they said, well, if he goes into a community service job and
right.
gets paid for it, he gets it for free. They'll forgive the loan. And that was only 3 years ago, so I don't know if things have changed, but
yeah, I remember that. Like,
stipulation in there.
If you do, community service teaching, there's a lot of programs like that where you can get it forgiven. Yeah, I've heard of that too. And I think another big part of it is you're paying a lot towards the interest, and the interest tends to be very high. I mean, you can figure it out so that it's lower depending on who you're taking out the loan with. And like Howie said to me, well, when I bought a house and blah, 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 the mortgage rate or whatever was really high. But I do think, like, if you want people to actually pay off the loan and feel like they're making it a dent in it, that would be helpful so that their money that they're paying, all of it's going towards this loan and not just towards the interest. I do think that would be helpful. But again, I could be wrong on that. I'm not an expert. As Bill would gladly tell you over and over again. Let's go to, thank you for the call, Mark. Steve, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Steve.
Yes, Grace, how are you doing? Thank you for letting me on. I just have one comment specifically on the student loan program. Now, let me say, I haven't researched this personally, but I've heard experts on talk shows that have stated that when you talk about people having to pay, you know, a trillion or a trillion and a half dollars, no one's going to require any additional appropriation. It's not something where more money is needed. Basically, it's from what this person said, it was like $300 billion on the balance sheet, which were just, accounts due. So really what it is in an environment where there's trillions and trillions of dollars being thrown around, it would just be writing off $300 billion, and this would be the total just by canceling it all. From what I understand from what this person said, it would just be writing off $300 billion on the federal balance sheet. It would be almost nothing. And if when we're in an environment where all this money's being spent, now, I don't dismiss this moral and ethical sort of thing. I think that's all legitimate. But when you get into the analysis, the whole economic analysis of this, it makes absolutely no sense from what I can see, if these numbers are correct and people should research it themselves. If it's just the federal balance sheet just saying, okay, well, it's $300 billion we aren't able to collect, why wouldn't they do it?
I think, Steve, what you're talking about, and I'm sure there is validity to that, but what I think now we're getting into is we're writing off $300 billion. We're at a point now in our society where all this money no one thinks it's ever going to come home to roost. Like, oh yeah, just write it off. It's a couple trillion. Who cares? I don't know. I'll keep taking calls on it, but I think there's another element to this discussion that we should work in here, which is, when does it become the colleges? Like, when do these universities say, well, these kids are in, you know, $250,000 worth of debt, maybe we got to lower the tuitions a little bit.
When they stop paying $400,000 a year to Second Region in charge of diversity.
Yeah, maybe
funding,
some people got to take a couple cuts here. Like, if these kids or these students are really the victims of these high prices, then don't you go to the person who's making the product and selling it? That's my question. I do appreciate the call. I don't know if that's true. I mean, I have to think there's more to it than just writing it off like it's, oh, okay, done. But I think that the moral part of it does play a huge role, because what do we do from now on? Is all college free? That's essentially what you're saying. If we write off all of the student loan debt, then going forward, are we writing it off for everyone? And how is anyone getting a college education if everyone's getting it for free? I don't know. 844-500-4242. We have more people on here, so maybe they have some answers for this. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Warmer temps are creeping up, and you're going to want to open those doors and windows. But Jared, when you open them, pollen gets in.
Yes, and it's miserable. You get the scratchy throat, the stuffy nose, runny eyes, all of it. It's just... it's awful, but if you have the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, you're covered because all you have to do is plug it in. You can do it at home. You can plug it into your wall outlet, just a regular outlet, or in your car. It comes with a little cable you can plug into your USB port. You plug it in, you turn it on, and immediately the air around you starts getting ionized, which creates super oxygen, and it gets rid of any pollutants and allergens or odors, viruses, things like that, nasty things in the air that you don't want to be breathing in. And you're breathing easy because you're breathing clean air. You're breathing purified air.
Exactly. And many use it to remove pet smells, for pollen, pet, kitchen, musty basements, tobacco, or any unwanted odors. You need the Thunderstorm. Right now, you can get the Thunderstorm at the lowest price available. Just use code word GRACE and you'll save an additional $10 off the sale price and get free shipping. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put in code word GRACE at checkout. That's EdenPure.com, radio banner, and code word GRACE. We'll take more of your calls after the break. 844-500-4242. This is the Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Grace Curley Show. We're going to go right to the calls here. Sean, you're next with Grace on The Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, Grace. Thanks for taking my call. I was just thinking, if they do give $10,000 or $50,000, what's the guarantee and what's the way to check it to make sure that they actually pay off their student loan? When they came out with the stimulus checks, you know, you go to Walmart, you'd get used to seeing the people who were there the same time you shop, and they're watching every penny and they're looking at, you know, the price of a can of soup or whatever. But the next week when those stimulus checks came out, those same people were buying flat screen TVs. They weren't paying for their food. They weren't paying their rent. Where are the guarantees?
Well, I don't think there are any. I think that's part of, as far as the stimulus checks go, I think they knew that going in. People are going to spend it on what they're going to spend it. As far as the student loan debt, I don't think they'd actually give, and I don't, again, we don't really know what they would do because it's at one point it was a crazy pie in the sky idea, and now it's becoming more and more likely as time goes on. But I think maybe what they would do is just actually cancel the debt and not give you money and then expect you to use it yourself for that. But who knows? I mean, again, maybe they have a magic wand, the wand that Obama was always talking about. Maybe that's going to get rid of it. Well, we shall see in due time. Thanks for the call, Sean. Wayne, you're next with Grace and the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Wayne.
Hi, Grace. Thanks for the, taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say one thing before I get on the student loan thing. There was a guy a little while ago that was, I think he was, wasn't very much of a gentleman with you. I know you speak fact. You don't speak just opinion. And anyway, with the student loan thing, I'm a veteran. I went to school under the GI Bill for a couple of years. But I do think that some people probably weren't even made for the military to begin with. So I think maybe a interest-free a loan would be sufficient for some people.
And Wayne, let me stop you there because you just brought up a good point. First of all, thank you for your service. Second of all, I understand what that guy's saying when he says go into the military. But there are other options. Not everyone has to go to school for 4 years. Go into the trades. You know, work with your hands, learn a skill, learn a trade. There are other options beyond either going to school for 4 years and being in $100,000 worth of debt or going into the army. There's a multitude of options here. Really quickly, go ahead, Kevin. You're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show.
Hi, Grace. I agree that Bill, he's got problems, and I don't think he's going to win. But having said that, I started out in 1986 in an entry-level position in a real estate company. The company was one of those companies that liked to hire from within.
Mm-hmm.
15 years later, I became operations manager, then left the director of operations, left that company, went to another company, for 15 years, left as a facilities coordinator. But I had to learn the hard way. I had to learn the ropes, and they saw that, and they rewarded me.
Yeah, it's the American dream. You climb the corporate ladder. We'll be back on the other side, guys. We'll talk more about this. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
All righty, we are back. This is the Grace Curley Show. Having a great day already. Thank you so much to all my callers, including the haters. That was something I learned from Donald Trump. You got to let your haters be your motivators. Before we go to the poll question and then get to producer's picks, Dave's been waiting on the line a while now. Dave, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Dave.
Grace, I just need you to stop talking about it. I'm getting angry. I feel like I'm going to have to work till 80, pay taxes through the nose. And, we're just making a class of college privileged kids. I mean, are they going to do community service to pay this back? Are they going to be in a special tax bracket when they get a job to pay the taxes, to pay the money back? I mean, we might as well just go up on a Goodyear blimp and start throwing cash over the side. It's ridiculous.
No, you know what, Dave? They're going to spend the rest of their lives telling you how racist and awful you are and how you have, you know, you're a toxic male. That's what they'll do with all of this student loan forgiveness. And by the way, Dave, I don't know if you saw this, but CBS just put out a piece, gig workers to lose all unemployment benefits in 20 GOP states. And they said you can't prepare for it. So a lot of people, including this 50-year-old woman, say that they need the funding that is due to expire because they can't get hired. Now, the GOP's point is, listen, we have all of these jobs that need to be filled, and people don't have any incentive to go back to work if they're getting unemployment. But CBS is framing this in a very different way. You know, GOP is seizing and pouncing and weaponizing these benefits and making sure that gig workers actually have to go back to work. So evil. Just incredibly, incredibly evil. Today's poll question is brought to you by Covfefe Coffee, making coffee great again. From the MAGA Dark Roast to their Drain the Swamp Medium Roast, Covfefe Coffee has it all. To order today, go to doyoucovfefe.com. It's spelled C-O-V-F-E-F-E. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Should kids have to go to summer school after their COVID year?
Absolutely not. These kids have been through so much of this pandemic insanity, this panic, and I think they deserve to have a summer of fun like the rest of us.
55% of the audience says no, they should not. 45% say yes.
If I had a kid right now, I would be considering homeschooling, let alone sending them into school in the summer. That's wild to me. By the way, if you guys didn't see this, Pete Buttigieg, he's in charge of he's the transportation secretary. And why? I do not know. I think that honestly,
because he finds airports romantic. There's no other requirement necessary.
I did know that, but honestly, I thought Hunter Biden would be a better choice, Jared, because he's a locomotive expert.
That is true.
But either way, we got what we got.
They don't want the appearance of nepotism in the Biden White House.
Oh, no, we wouldn't want that. Nationwide search all around. So we got Pete Buttigieg, and he admits that mask requirements are about respect and not science. He said the public health guidance is a little bit different for situations like planes and trains. Bottom line is we have a set of rules in place to keep people safe, and I really hope the travelers will respect flight attendants, bus operators, and workers, anybody who is simply doing their job to keep people safe. They're kind of admitting at this point that it's all about virtue signaling. None of it is based off science. It's just
respect my authority!
It's just based off respecting our dear, dear leaders. All right. Now, without further ado, it's been a while since I've said this, but it's time for Producer's Picks.
And now, the feature so many of our listeners wait for each day, Producer's Picks.
Producer's Picks is the part of the show where Jared Diglio, my producer, goes through his favorite stories of the day. Jared, what do you got?
All right, well, we're actually going to start off on a happy note with a congratulations out of Watertown.
Officer Kelland,
sir.
Route 6, Officer Ford.
After 41 years and 5 months, it was Jeff Pugliese's last roll call at Watertown PD. A third-generation police officer, he may be best known for taking on the two terrorists from the Marathon bombing, a piece of Watertown police history that eventually became a Hollywood film.
That was from WCVB. Yes, Sergeant Jeffrey Pugliese, a third-generation police officer, at his final roll call yesterday after 41 years and 5 months on the job, and as they noted, was part of the Tsarnaev manhunt in Watertown.
And the movie they're talking about, that's the Mark Wahlberg movie?
Yes, he was played by the actor J.K. Simmons in the movie. He was not played by Mark Wahlberg.
Well, congratulations to him. Yes. Well deserved. I hope he enjoys his retirement, and I hope he had a nice little celebration for himself yesterday.
Yes, thank you for your service, and enjoy your retirement. Well, you mentioned earlier that Dr. Fauci is writing a book.
Yes.
Expect the Unexpected, about the truth of philosophy or something like that. Anyway, but he's a multi-talented guy, this Dr. Fauci. Multifaceted.
Oh,
several faces, if you will. Not only is he writing a book, but he is going to be the subject of a new children's book.
Ugh.
Dr. Fauci, How a Boy from Brooklyn Became America's Doctor.
Dr. Fauci, How a Boy from Brooklyn Became America's Doctor.
Yes.
He's not my doctor. Not my doctor.
Hashtag not my doctor. Yes. The book, it's being written by Kate Messner, who, if the name sounds familiar, she, I believe, did an Obama biography as part of the beautiful set. But
So Jared, I was talking to somebody this weekend, and he actually writes children's books. And I said, what's up with all these celebrities and politicians writing children's books? I mean, Dr. Fauci, Kamala Harris, Jimmy Kimmel, they all have children's books. And he said to me, yeah, I mean, they all end up kind of in the sales section of the bookstore. But strange, I bet you wouldn't guess this. He said, you know who actually has a good children's book? And I said, who? And he said, Madonna. Madonna's written a few good children's books. I said, that's interesting. That's just a fun fact for all of you today.
Interesting.
I'm not going to pick it up for my niece, but I'm just
saying.
No,
but yeah. Well, I'm assuming they all write these books to somehow cover up the money they're laundering from back from shady deals. But that's just me being a cynic. No, in the book, Dr. Fauci insists to the children that vaccines, quote, make you a superhero.
Oh, gosh.
So I don't know.
This guy. Wait, so is he, he's the star of this children's book, but he's not the author of the children's book.
He is not the author.
Do you think he's going to get it? Do you think he's going to get a cut of it?
Oh, I'm sure he is. I don't know how he can be a superhero. Ant-Man is already taken. So I don't know what else they could do.
I mean, I can't believe how long this is going on. Like how, I almost think writing an autobiography, if we're going to go based off Andrew Cuomo, is the last refuge of a scoundrel. Because if you have to write a book yourself to tell everyone how great you did, it's kind of like, oh, the historians will write that you were so great. Oh, no, we can't wait for that. I'm just going to do it myself.
Yeah, we all know that the Lincoln Project and Greta Thunberg are going to write the future. Come on. all right, so some news out of Hollywood. I think I've seen maybe two of the Fast and Furious movies on TV somewhere, but I'm not a huge fan of the franchise. I think there are 9 movies now or something like that. But anyway,
that's about 9 too many for
yes,
me.
Yes. It involves, as far as I understand, it involves drift racing and car thieves and stuff like that. But you know, it's got Vin Diesel, The Rock was in some of them.
Paul Walker, the late Paul Walker
late Paul
was
Walker,
in, I think, the first two. He very handsome. I liked him as an actor. But yeah, they're like action movies.
Yeah. Jason Statham was in a couple of them anyway. Well, Universal Studios has decided that probably on the success of Godzilla versus King Kong, that we need to do a combination. So now Universal is looking at doing a Fast and Furious crossover with Jurassic Park. So I want to see The Rock punch a dinosaur. I'm not going to lie. Like, I want to see The Rock take on a T-Rex.
Jared, I cannot describe to you how little this movie appeals to me. Like, I would rather watch a Dr. Fauci Lifetime movie than watch this.
Well, Dr. Fauci is going to play the little Dilophosaurus or something like that.
I can't with these movies. I mean, what's next? They're going to do a crossover Fast and Furious meets Godzilla meets Star Trek. It's like they're purposefully trying.
None of that sentence sounded bad, by the way.
It sounds awful. And it's like they're purposefully trying to figure out what movie I'm going to hate the most, and they're creating it. Yuck.
Bit of a sad note. Over the weekend, we said goodbye to Gavin McLeod and BJ Thomas, Gavin McLeod of Mary Tyler Moore Show, and probably most famous as Captain Stewing on The Love Boat. He was 90, I believe, and BJ Thomas, famous for Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. He also left us this weekend. Couple on this days. On this day in 1960, Lizzie Borden dies of pneumonia in Fall River, Massachusetts.
You know, you can still go see that house.
Yes.
Lizzie Borden had an axe and gave her mother 40 whacks when she saw what she had done. She gave her father 41. Not sure if I got the mom and dad confused, but yeah,
that's pretty good. All I know is that 1-2 Freddy's coming for you. So that's a good one.
I'm not a historian, but I play one on the radio.
Well, it's that big mouth.
That big mouth and that little head.
On this day in 1980, Ted Turner launches the Cable News Network. And the downfall of society begins.
The Cable News Network. Where would we be without all of our reliable sources like Brian Stelter and Jake Tapper?
The haven for former CIA interns, Cable News Network, launched this day in 1980. And happy birthday to Tom Holland. He turns 25 today. Tom Holland plays Spider-Man in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, and I gotta say, Twitter's really throwing this birthday down our throats.
It is a bit excessive.
I mean, everywhere I turn, it's happy birthday, Tom Holland. I mean, I'm not trying to... Actually, you know what? I really can't talk about shoving birthdays down people's throats
that is a fair point.
That would make me lacking in self-awareness, and that's one thing I have. So
you could dish it, but you can't take it.
It's me and that big mouth, that little head, and my huge ego about my birthday parties.
And your lies about loans just to keep the poor people down.
I know. It's like... You know, that guy gives me too much credit. Like I'm so busy thinking of all this stuff. Hate to break it to him. Oh, speaking of perfect smiles, so I was actually just going to say this. One of our callers said that I have a big mouth. That's actually not true physically. I was always told I have big teeth and my mouth was too small. When I went to Perfect Smiles, they told me, Grace, your smile's just right. Don't worry about it. But also when I went there, I got my teeth cleaned. And I have to say... They do the best job. I thought Howie was exaggerating, and I've heard him talk about it for years and years and years, but oh my gosh, you go, you'll see Dr. Bruce Houghton, you'll see Stephanie. It's just incredible the cleaning I got. And while I was there, I was able to check out all the transformations because they have all the pictures on the wall. And it really is amazing. I was actually talking to the hygienist and she said to me, you know, Dr. Houghton really changes people's lives. We get to see people's lives get changed like twice a day. They just come in and they get a whole new smile and their confidence. They're just beaming because of this. And it's a big decision. So you want to make sure you choose the right place. Dr. Houghton really is an artist. Perfect Smiles is conveniently located in Nashua, New Hampshire. It's right off the highway. Parking is free. The staff is awesome. I cannot say enough nice things about them. I'm actually stopping on Friday before our remote in New Hampshire to pick up my custom whitening trays. So add that to the list, Jared. My teeth will be beaming throughout the studio. Go to perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile, change your life. Don't take my word for it. Look up their video testimonials on the website and you'll understand what I'm talking about. Change your smile, change your life, perfectsmiles.com. We will be back with the one and only Howie Carr. So don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Grace Curley. She's here for the love.
Would I rather be feared or loved? Easy, both. I want people to be afraid of how much they love me.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. I am joined now in studio by not only some of Howie's VIPs who are here on a great day, but also by the man himself, Howard Lawrence Carr. Thank you, Howie, for joining the Grace Curley Show.
My pleasure.
All right, Howie, so let's just start off strong here. Top story of the day. What are you thinking?
I don't think there really is a top story of the day, is there?
Well, you know, it's after the holiday weekend. I know you were talking about the water bottle incident. I thought maybe you'd want to start with that one.
Well, I mean, isn't that up to you? I mean, to mention your connection to the water bottle guy?
See, I happen to go to a high school that this crazy man also went to, and so now I'm getting roped into this. Now, Howie, who are some people who went to your high school who didn't go on to do great things? Shall we go down the list?
Well, I mean, who will go ahead?
I don't have a list. I don't know any.
That's what I was wondering.
So was he in a lot of trouble?
How about Connor Kennedy?
That's one. Yeah.
I mean, he didn't go with me. He went with my daughter, but he got it. He was the first guy in her class to get arrested.
But do you?
But he was a Kennedy. What do you expect?
Right.
I mean, he had like a genetic advantage.
He was bound to do great things. Do you think this kid Buckley will get in a lot of trouble?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's going to be banned from the garden forever, but I mean, who cares, you know? I mean, that wouldn't bother me. Would it bother you?
That would only bother you, Howie, because if someone told you you couldn't go, you'd suddenly want to go, but in general, no.
I mean, I used to like to go. I went to a lot of Celtics games when I was a kid, but I don't care now, and I never cared about the Bruins.
Well, speaking of ban, I have another update for you. Twitter may start labeling your tweets based on how wrong you are.
Well, you know, Twitter still doesn't let you say that COVID could have come out of a lab. Facebook has changed, but Twitter still won't let you say the truth.
They're still holding on. They're like the COVID mask people.
They're the dead enders.
Yes, they are. So far, there are going to be three levels of misinformation warnings labels. Now, here are the warnings. Get the latest is like, we think you're wrong, but we can't say it. Stay informed is you're really pushing it. We think your tweet is really wrong. Or misleading is you're in trouble. It's like green, yellow, red.
So when they said we're banning the New York Post stories about the Hunter Biden laptops, that would be a misleading decision on Twitter's part.
Yes, yes.
Exactly. More than somewhat misleading.
Well, that's the amazing thing, speaking of the Hunter Biden story, is that now they're going through this laptop still, although you'll hear crickets in the mainstream media, besides from the New York Post, and they have photographic evidence that Joe Biden was at this meeting.
It's like the oil under Saudi Arabia. It never runs out.
Yeah.
They just keep, it's like 6 months later, and they keep mining it. They just keep pumping it out. And there's just more and more stuff. And they haven't even gotten into the X-rated stuff there.
I know.
Because how can they print that X-rated stuff that's on that laptop?
It really is the laptop from hell.
Or heaven.
I know, depending on what side you're on. Yeah, no, I know it. And it's really crazy that they originally said, remember Leslie Stahl? She said, well, we can't cover this. We can't verify it. And Trump said, why can't you verify it? Or have you tried to verify it? And she's like, well, we just can't.
It's. I mean, as the New York Post said in their editorial, if there's so many problems with this laptop, how come no one has ever denied anything that's on it? The only thing they've ever gotten is people like Bobulinski, you know, who Tony Bobulinski, who was the business partner who confirmed everything.
Yeah. No. Right. I mean, there's been so much confirmation, but it doesn't. There's never enough for the mainstream media.
They have is pictures. You know, this latest thing, they got all they have is pictures and the thank you notes from the oligarchs.
I'm sure back in the day, pictures were a good find in journalism.
That's what they
said. We were talking about this earlier.
There used to be a saying, a picture is worth 1,000 words. And they had two or three pictures of both Bidens, Hunter and the big guy.
And yet they
posing
were posing
with this oligarch.
They couldn't
I can
come
think
up
of other
any.
Words for oligarchs.
Hey, Howie, before we go.
That's Ukrainian for Whitey Bulger.
I want to read you this headline from the Associated Press and get your reaction. The Chinese government says a 41-year-old man has contracted what might be the world's first human case of the H10N3 strain of bird flu, but that the risk of large-scale spread is low. China's National Health Commission says the man is in stable condition.
Is this a breakthrough, as they say? They're keeping their fingers crossed so they can put their masks back on.
All right, guys, how will be up next? Don't go anywhere. Hate Mail Monday's later, too. This is The Grace Curley Show.